following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. How you doing? Mardi Gras is here. Kicked it off with the Dauphin Island Parade last weekend, and we are looking forward to all the other festivities to come. Between now and including Fat Tuesday, all the Roxbury players are running around Roxbury Farms today. Amazingly enough, I'm in the studio alone. Isn't that typical? Yeah, it's show day, and nobody's in here. I kind of like it, though. What I'm used to is four or five people bringing their own special brand of distraction. I've definitely learned to work right through it, and it doesn't bother me. I think that comes from being a mom. We just have to tune it out. Tune out the noise. And also, our little red light we have outside the studio door, you know, that says in session. It's a red light. Means nothing to anybody around here. They'll just walk right in. I will tell you, you're going to hear some dog barking off and on today, I'm quite sure. We have a foster dog. Has no manners as far as the barking goes. And his particular bark, it's got a frequency on there. It will rip the top of your head off. The volume. I think the dog has six lungs. So it's an intense volume. And then you got the frequency thing going on. And he'll stop doing it. When I tell him to stop, then he'll get started right back up. So you hear? He's out. He's outside actually now at the moment. But you can still hear him. So my apologies. So welcome to the show. If you're listening to us for the first time, you will notice very early on, we like to have fun. We don't delve into any politics or really into anything of any substance. No hard-hitting news, no opinion pieces. Our aim is simply to enjoy being together, have a good time, share a chuckle or two, and just kind of de-stress for an hour. If you've had a stressful week, you're still having a stressful week, maybe we can help out just a tiny bit. Right now, waiting in the wings is our very own Martha Stewart. She always has some helpful tips. Hello, Martha. Oops, gotta press that button. Hey, Martha.
Hello, dear.
I bet you are really getting ready for Mardi Gras. I know you like this time of year.
You know, there really isn't anything I dislike about carnival season.
Uh-huh.
Everything's so festive.
Lots of parties.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
However, when juxtaposed with your month-long obsession with Girl Scout cookie hoarding, it's possible to suck the bon ton out of anything.
No, that's not right.
Therefore, every time this season rolls around, I tend to whip out a lot of my favorite cocktail recipes, dear.
Those are popular.
I thought I would share one of my favorites.
Which is?
It's my Bananas Foster recipe.
Oh, okay.
For this recipe, you will need one stick unsalted butter,
mm-hmm.
1/2 cup packed light brown sugar,
mm-hmm.
4 firm ripe bananas,
got it,
peeled and halved lengthwise.
Okay.
1/4 cup dark rum,
mm-hmm.
vanilla ice cream for serving.
Okay.
Melt butter with sugar in a 12-inch skillet over medium-high heat. Cook swirling skillet occasionally until color deepens.
Hey, you gotta slow down. And how long do you cook that?
About 3 minutes.
Okay.
Add bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Cut sides down.
Okay.
That's the flat side, dear.
I know.
Cook, swirling occasionally to make sure the bananas are coated.
How long?
About 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
Flip your bananas and cook 2.5 additional minutes.
Okay. This is a quick one. I like
Remove
it.
Remove skillet from heat and add rum. Return to the medium heat and cook about 10 seconds to allow the rum to heat up.
Mm.
If you're using a gas stove, carefully tip your pan away from you until the vapors from the rum ignite.
Don't want to catch the vapors.
Alternatively, you may light the rum with a long fireplace match.
Okay, I got those.
When the flames subside, remove pan from heat and serve bananas topped with vanilla ice cream. Once you add the rum, you want to ignite it just before serving. The flames burn off the alcohol, leaving the flavor behind, and the ice cream will melt into the warm glaze.
That's how they do it on all the TV shows. Real dramatic. Lighten the alcohol. Flames. Pretty cool.
Hi, y'all!
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Girl, like Taylor Swift said, you need to calm down.
It's our very own Paula Deen, everybody. So what's going on with you?
Well, you know, the entire month of February, I'm going to have my grandchildren at my house.
Yikes.
And they really keep me hopping, so I really don't have time to make a king cake from scratch.
Everything you cook makes me want to vomit.
What's that?
I said I'm knitting you an Easter bonnet.
Oh.
Go ahead, Paula.
So one of my favorite things to do is to make the mini king cakes with the Pillsbury Grands cinnamon rolls. Have you ever seen those, Jolene?
I have. I've got some in the fridge.
All right. It's that 17.5-ounce can.
I'm looking at it.
Okay, so we're going to get those cinnamon rolls.
Uh-huh.
They come 5 to the can, but I usually get 4 cans so I can make a bunch.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, and you're going to need to set to the side 2 tablespoons of some yellow-colored sugar. But for Mardi Gras purposes, we're going to call it gold, okay?
All right.
2 tablespoons of purple-colored sugar and 2 tablespoons of green.
Got it.
Now, all that sugar totals up to 6 tablespoons, and if you're watching your sugar, you don't need to use all that, okay?
Okay, good, good.
Just sprinkle what you need.
Okay.
But you want to do it enough to color it.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. It's a lot of sugar.
So you're going to follow the instructions on the can of the cinnamon rolls. You're going to heat your oven to 350.
Okay.
And while that's preheating, you need to lightly grease your cookie sheet and separate all your cinnamon rolls. All right?
I can do that.
So you're going to take them one at a time, and you're going to unroll them. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be kind of like a dough rope.
Okay.
You're going to fold your dough rope in half. All right, lengthwise.
Okay.
Kind of like you're folding a towel.
Okay.
All right, then you're going to twist it in a spiral. It's going to look like a double helix, kind of like a DNA.
Okay.
I learned that on NCIS. Okay, then you're going to take your spiral dough and you're going to shape it in a circle. Put that on your cookie sheet.
Okay.
And then since we got all these rolls, we're going to do this 19 more times. Because we're making 20 mini king cakes.
Can follow that. Okay. Now, how long, you know, we're just going to do what it says on the can.
You're just going to bake those 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Until they get just that golden brown.
Yum.
You're going to spread your icing. They include that in the can.
They do.
And you're going to sprinkle it with your colored sugars. Oh, is that okay for me to use that word?
What word?
Colored.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm just saying. All right. And so each one of these is like 360 calories a piece.
No. Don't get into how many
calories.
For one
mini king cake.
Don't get into
it. So you can either have a mini king cake or a Lean Cuisine for lunch. I personally would like the cake.
That thing's loaded with carbs. I know.
Oh, it's got lots of carbs.
You're done. I think Martha's got one more thing.
All right.
Martha, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, dear. I've just been in the corner snacking on a few gummy bears. Until we are sans heifer.
That is not nice. We're running out of time. What you going to close us out with?
Just a quick recipe for one of my favorite drinks, the grasshopper.
Oh, I've seen this one. I love them.
It's fairly simple. You'll need 1.5 ounces of heavy cream.
Okay.
1 ounce of creme de cacao.
Cacao.
Powdered cocoa, whatever you can find.
I got Nestle's Quick.
And a small piece of chocolate for serving.
I have that.
Fill your cocktail shaker half full of ice cubes. Combine your cream and cacao. Oh, and also cream de menthe, dear. You're going to need 1 ounce of cream de menthe.
Get some of that, too.
That's what gives it the festive green color.
Right. Okay.
Hence the name grasshopper.
I get it.
Shake it up until shaker is good and frosty. Strain into a martini glass and grate chocolate over one side of cocktail with a fine grater. And serve.
Can I get away with the Nestle's Quick?
I suppose.
Yay. Thanks, Martha. Maybe we'll talk with you next week.
I'll speak with you soon, dear.
Jolene, maybe instead of that cacao, you could grind up one of your Thin Mints.
That's a great idea.
Or better yet, just float it on the top with a Mardi Gras bead on it.
Why not throw a moon pie in it as well?
There you go, Martha. You are really getting in the spirit of things.
Oh, good Lord.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Would you shut up?
Our very own Martha Stewart and Paula Dean. If you haven't already done so, remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app so you can catch up on our podcasts and all your favorites. And there's a little microphone on there. You just click it and you can send almost live messages to the morning show and Midday Mobile. It's pretty cool. You guys stay where you are. We will be right back with more show.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
At A&A Vacuum Store.
Hi, Tony.
I'm David.
I'm sorry, you sound just alike on the phone. I'm here to purchase a home air filter for my friend Earl here.
We sell the best in the business. Our filters don't just filter up to HEPA standard.
HIPAA? Does that mean A&A won't talk about my medical issues with anyone?
Not HIPAA, HEPA. It's a filter.
Okay.
So these are better than, what is it, HEPA standard?
HEPA standard is 0.3 microns. It filters better than that, 0.1 micron.
And 0.1 micron filters what?
Things like viruses. That is the most important thing it does.
Oh, which machine is this over here, dude?
That's Austin Air. It's a great machine.
I went to college with a guy named Austin.
Please don't.
Now that guy needed an air filter.
Sweet fancy Moses.
Standing next to him was like being at Woodstock, if you know what I mean.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Cheese Road, just west of some celery.
What in the...
Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us this weekend, taking time out, no matter where you are, whatever you happen to be doing. We appreciate you carving out a little space for us.
Let's see. What did, line two? Two.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Hey, Adeline. What's going on?
Well, Jeb and I hit the road right after we dropped off all your Girl Scout cookies so we could get out here in time for the ball.
The ball? Where are you?
We are in beautiful San Francisco at the luxury 5-star rated Candlestick RV Park.
Well, I guess you changed your mind about going out to California. You having a good time?
Well, in addition to outstanding service and friendly, courteous staff, who are, by the way, ready to assist you at all times, like 24/7.
I know you like the round-the-clock service.
Other night, I was all ready to make my very, very Valentine's Day daiquiris.
Valentine's? Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever. And my blender blew out.
It did. Wait, I thought it blew out a couple weeks ago. Of all the luck. What's wrong with it?
Well, I heard something kind of crunch around in there, and then I saw one of the blade points kind of come off. And
yeah?
Anyway, needless to say, I found Jeb's mother's upper plate.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She won't be eating no corn for a while.
That's terrible.
Well, anyway, them sweethearts in the office, they just happened to have an extra blender.
Lucky for you.
Yeah, you know how I get without my adult refreshments.
I do.
So I was able to make a big old batch of those.
The Very Berry Valentine Daiquiris.
Yeah, right now, as we're talking, I'm preparing my famous Amaretto Love Fudge.
Love Fudge? I didn't even want to ask what that
is. It's a chocolate cheesecake I make with chocolate and amaretto.
Do you ever make anything in your kitchen that isn't just steeped and soaked in alcohol?
Yeah, sometimes when I make stuff for the grandchildren.
Okay.
And of course, if I want them to go to bed early, I'll slip them a little something-something in there.
That
you know?
Is horrible.
Anyway, I love this park, Jolene. Mm-hmm. It is conveniently located in San Francisco with shuttle bus service to connect us to all the attractions in the Bay Area.
That sounds like fun.
They have 165 sites with full hookups available. Oh, and connections for water and power.
I kind of figured that's what you meant by hookups, Adeline.
Sparkling restrooms and showers, a laundromat, a grocery store, stamps, phone cards, San Francisco souvenirs, propane. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and my favorite is the motorhome washing.
Wash? Good. You don't do that yourself?
Last time I got up on top of the camper and all them soap suds, it did not end well for me.
Sorry. So you like it?
Yeah, they got a big game room and a big screen TV.
Great.
And it is just 4 miles to downtown. I want to take that Alcatraz tour, Jolene. That place is so creepy.
It is. I've been there.
I wonder if it stinks.
It was a prison.
Can you imagine? Anyway, they got free Wi-Fi, which is good because, you know, I won't be able to listen to your show.
Yeah. So you're there for a ball?
Right. Well, this is San Fran's Valentine Ball.
Ooh.
It is a black tie gala. Everyone, not just couples. Uh-huh. If you can't find a date, it's no problem.
Okay, so they can have a good time, too.
Everybody can go in there and celebrate Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
Whatever. Uh-huh. It don't matter if you're married, divorced, engaged, or single, or married, or divorced, or yeah whatever. Well, this ball has something special for everybody to enjoy.
Okay.
And part of the proceeds will benefit the Greater Bay Area.
Wait a minute. Let's take it again.
Greater Bay Area Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay. So it's for a great cause.
Yeah. And they got a private chapel.
Lovely.
So, me and Jeb's going to renew our vows.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, he said he don't remember ever making none.
Vows?
And the attire for the evening is black tie.
Formal, okay.
And wedding gowns and bridesmaids' dresses are strongly encouraged.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, getting all dutied up like that.
We didn't have a big wedding because we didn't have much money back in them days, so... Uh-huh. We're going to take advantage of the photo ops.
There will be plenty.
There's going to be tons of people there, so it'll make us look real popular.
So when is this shindig?
Well, it is on Valentine's Day at the Fort Mason Center Festival Pavilion in San Francisco.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really special evening for you guys. If I wasn't so far away, I'd come out.
Well, thanks. I'm looking forward to it. I always wanted to get married on Valentine's Day, and... this way, Jeb won't ever forget our anniversary. He always forgot the date of our real wedding.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pick a special date for guys to remember. They just have a lot of trouble with that. What's your original anniversary date?
January 1st.
Yeah, that's a tough date to remember. Hey, look, well, in honor of you and Jeb renewing your vows, we've got a special treat for you.
What's that?
Jim, you got Adeline's special track?
Sweet Caroline,
Jolene, Neil Diamond, I have been waiting on this.
I know. You love the Neil Diamond.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You guys enjoy your wedding.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
I want to see the pictures.
Well, I'll talk to you when we get back.
Okay.
Have a good show, darling.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Roxbury.
I wanted to buy my parents a cell phone this year.
I'm a dimwit.
And I'm an even bigger dimwit than he is.
But was afraid they were too dumb
Hello.
To use it.
Hello.
I'm glad someone finally created a telephone even a dimwit can
I
use.
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
Dimwitterbug.
Thanks to Dimwitterbug, my parents barely have to think at all to stay in touch with their loved ones. And that's good, because they're real dumb.
Hello.
Dimwitterbug.
I can't work one of them complicated cell phones, what with all them buttons and ringing and things.
The Dimwitterbug is easy to use. Just look at the numbers on this keypad. They're as big as a Christmas ham.
Hello.
But if mashing numbers is too much effort, Dimwitterbug is also holler activated. Well, I had my grandson come over, the one that programs my coffee pot and my VCR.
Here, Nana. It's your new telephone. You can talk to people on it. Isn't it pretty?
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
You have to turn it on, Paul. Put in my favorite numbers, and now all I have to do is holler into the phone.
Ambulance!
And 10 minutes later, I know help is on the way. I'm so thankful our children bought us the Dimwitterbug.
Ma, I think your phone's ringing.
I don't hear anything. It must be your phone.
I'll leave mine set on vibrate.
Ooh. Hello? Hello? Mine's broken.
They may not be the most sophisticated people in the world, but they're the only parents we've got. Wouldn't it make you feel good to know they could get in touch with you in the event of an emergency? We just love our Dimwitterbug.
Thanks, Dimwitterbug.
Roxbury.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge?
Yeah, you would.
Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Extreme stress. The number one contributing stress factor is vacuum cleaner dysfunction.
What is wrong with this stupid machine?
That's why more and more people are turning to one man for help.
Hello, I'm Tony Lord.
Tony Lord is available to help talk you through it. He isn't intimidated by whatever smelly funk you may have sucked up in your machine.
You should see the things that I find in vacuums.
A&A will fix your machine.
You mean you have other customers who vacuum everything into their machines, resulting in problems?
Oh, I've got a store full of them.
Tony Lord, along with his brother David, are there to help you navigate through whatever issues you're having, even if it's your fault that your machine isn't working.
I know. I vacuum things I shouldn't, but I never get stressed out about it anymore. Tony and David have seen it all, and they can fix it. A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hi, Jolene, it's Billy.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for letting me bring Mother up to the farm on Friday.
Yeah, I caved on that one.
I guess your heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Did she have a good time?
Oh, she had a wonderful visit. Wonderful visit. She enjoyed sitting out on that porch and playing Go Fish with Earl. And, she was telling him all her stories about Woodstock, you know, the music festival.
Your mother was at Woodstock?
Yeah, and I'm talking about the original Woodstock, not the ignorant 1999 disaster they tried to do. That was awful. And in no way did that one emulate the summer of love.
You know, I guess she would have been in her late 20s. I bet she's got some tales to tell.
Oh, yes, she has some stories. She brought her photo albums, too, up there. The pictures are, you know, they're faded. They're They're pretty bad, and the adhesive on the pages, you know, is all gunked up, you know. So the photo albums that she bought back in the day at the TGNY store, you know, they used to have all that adhesive. You'd peel back that plastic on there, and it would just allow you to stick your precious family photos right in there and cover it back up. But now they've gotten so old, Jolene, the adhesive's all brown and gooey, and honestly, it's hard to make pictures out. You know, when you see a person's face, and you can't tell really if it's a person or a Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot?
You know, but they're walking sideways like that.
Like the classic photo of Bigfoot walking through the woods, yeah.
Mother looks like a Bigfoot, Jolene.
That's awful.
I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying.
Is there a good way to say somebody looks like a Bigfoot?
She does look just like a Bigfoot. If you look at her, she got the hair on her, a little bit of hair on her face, you know, from the hormones and the postmenopausal, whatever.
You need to check yourself.
How they get a mustache and everything. She's got a little bit of that going on. And
stop.
If she walks sideways like that, looks just like a Bigfoot.
Earl T. was talking about one picture from Woodstock in particular that she treasures. Which one is that?
When she had made her way on stage with the Grateful Dead.
Wow, she got on stage with the band?
She got so excited she was waving her bra and her underwires around on a bamboo pole.
A bra and panty flag.
Mother's always been a plus size, so she was able to write on there, "Make love, not war," and write it all out on there.
Plenty fabric to write her message on them, huh?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, she had enough room to write the first verse of Uncle John's Band across the backside. That's a Grateful Dead song.
I know.
People was just singing. It was like Follow the Bouncing Ball, but except it was on the back of Mama's underwires. But anyway.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm telling you this because she brought those undergarments up there to show Earl, and she accidentally left them up there on the laundry room floor. I didn't know if you'd seen them or not, but I wanted to warn you not to put those things in the old washing machine because all of them hooks and stuff on that ginormous brassiere of hers, you know, she's got a lot to hold in. It takes a pretty heavy-duty piece of equipment to lock them down, and so it's got all the hooks and the metal pieces, and I know that'll mess up a washing machine, especially an old one like y'all got. You might want to get you a new one, speaking of that.
No, I have a new washer and dryer, but I also have an older set that I love because there's more capacity and you can actually leave something to soak in it. You can't do that with my new washer. I like to be able to fill it up and soak something in there. Well, why are you critiquing my washing machine? Are you coming to get her drawers?
I'm going to come up Sunday afternoon and I'll pick all that up. I'll see you later, Jolene.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Big Barney's Bacon-O-Rama. Nothing but bacon. Fried bacon, bacon stew, bacon casserole, bacon Alaska, baked bacon, bacon salad with bacon bits. Big Barney's Bacon-O-Rama, where they always say, "You'll be aching to be taking the bacon we're making, forsaking all other bacon."
I guess there's no way around it. Billy Davis is coming up here on Sunday to retrieve his mother's giant brassiere and underwear flag she had at Woodstock. She still has it, and she was up here sharing that memorabilia with Earl T. Sounds kind of weird, but you know, he's an old hippie, and he probably loved seeing it. Billy was warning me about the dangers of putting something that robust with all the hooks and the belts and the snaps and everything in our vintage washing machine in the bunkhouse. And I got a feeling that, excuse me, that maybe Earl has done that. Reggie's on the phone. I thought he was busy with Coach. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Reg, I think I know what that noise is now.
Yeah, Jody, hey, your washing machine. You're dancing around. It looked like Jody Whiteley in the Soul Train.
Can you get in there to help Earl?
I can't get the dang door open.
Coach?
There's something blocking that dadgum thing.
Coach, it's probably the washer.
I ain't lying to you. This thing jumping all over the place.
I know. Is Earl in there? Can you see him through the window? Can you get in the door?
I'm trying to keep hold of it. I can't get in front of
it. Let me just give it one big shove.
Don't damage anything.
It's hitting the wall.
Help me.
Jolene, you gotta come back here.
Nobody's supposed to overload it, and especially with all those hooks and bells and whistles and whatever else is on that.
You better know I ain't putting these big drawers in this washing machine. That wasn't me.
Oh,
I know it wasn't you. It was Earl T. Billy Davis's mother was up there bringing her heavy-duty Sherman tank-sized bra and underwear. Tell Coach he doesn't need to be shoving on that door. He's going to throw his shoulder out again. I guarantee you Earl has that ginormous brassiere twisted around that agitator. But it's okay. I know it's not your fault. So what were y'all doing when you heard the noise?
Okay. Wow. Me and Coach, see, we was out in the new shed, in my new shed. Oh, thanks for allowing that, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he got them discontinued Cheerios, Coach do. You know, the one that they got different flavors. They're so good.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we were sitting in there, and I heard this racket coming from the bunkhouse.
Uh-huh.
And I look out there, and Earl up in there trying to fix the washing machine.
Oh, so he was in there.
And he holding up with one side. He got this big old pair of drawers.
Uh-huh.
Them ain't yours, is they?
Reggie.
I hope not. Anyway, it looked like a comforter, kind of, but it had leg holes in it.
I told you it was Billy's mother.
But anyway, he had it all twisted up around in the agitator.
The one time he decides to wash something. So where are they now? The drawers.
No, they're still stuck in there.
You couldn't get them out?
No, we couldn't get them.
Oh,
nah.
Man.
You might know how to get them out there.
I don't know.
We can't figure it out.
I'll try. Y'all really tried to fix it.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You would. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Okay, then.
It's almost like we make all this stuff up, isn't it? Okay, sometimes we do. And as a matter of fact, that whole washing machine stuff, yeah, that was a special request. Flashing back to the washing machine drama. What's that, Jim? Ooh, Coach is on the phone. Hey, Coach.
Hi, Jolene. Look, I heard you revisit that whole washing machine incident.
Yeah, that was one of your favorites, right?
You know, I'm still taking anti-inflammatories for my shoulder.
Yeah, you went all in on that one.
I'm not busting through any more doors. I can promise you that.
I hear you.
So if you or anybody else up there gets themselves wedged in somewhere again, you are out of luck.
Yeah, but you're our big, strong guy. We rely on you to get us out of those tight spots.
It's too bad.
Oh, come on. Your shoulder will heal. We count on you to do those things.
I love y'all, but I ain't putting my health on the line. I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
We're clear. You're our safety net when we do stunts like that.
What's the matter with y'all anyway?
Nothing's the matter with us. We were doing great there for a while with no spills or accidents and stuff like that.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we got a little over our skis, that's all. But we're doing much better.
Somebody's always getting stuck somewhere.
No, not always. And it's never, I'm never the one getting stuck. I never had any accidents or got stuck anywhere at all last year.
Oh, yes, you did, Jolene.
I did not.
Don't even act like you aren't just as goofy.
I'm not goofy. Name one.
You got stuck in the big oak tree.
That one wasn't my
fault.
Then
it was the roll-up door slamming down on you.
They had just greased
it up. Then there was that time your sisters locked you in the car at the Batemanette Arts and Crafts Show.
That was horrible. They locked me in it and turned on the alarm.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, you get the idea.
I do.
You weren't the sharpest tools in the shed.
We do the best we can.
Well, I'm calling to find out what the deal is with all these boxer shorts I'm seeing on the road.
Boxer shorts? What road?
The road that goes through the backfield. Where the irrigation system is.
Oh.
There's like a dozen pairs of boxer shorts scattered all over the place.
Well, the dryer broke in the bunkhouse, and Earl tied a bunch of his, well, I guess, unmentionables to his CB antenna. Just drove around in his truck trying to dry his druties. So the boxers are all over the field.
And a couple of pairs of Batmans, too.
Batmans?
Tidy whiteys, or whatever you want to call them.
Did you touch them?
Heck no, I didn't touch them. Send him out there to pick them up immediately, please.
I will.
I'm bringing the family up this evening to cook out at Sunset Pine, and I don't want them seeing that.
Okay, I'm sending him a text right now.
I'm baking some of your favorite Valentine cookies, too.
Ooh.
The shortbread hearts with the red hots on them.
Uh-oh.
And I'll remember to put the red hots on after they come out of the oven.
Yeah, they don't do real well
in the oven.
Boy, those melt quick.
Uh-huh.
Could I bring some morning raw decorations?
No.
Why not?
Well, because I'm tired. I'm just kind of done with decorations for right now.
You won't have to do any of the work, and I promise I'll make sure it's all down by Ash Wednesday. I'll take care of all of it.
Okay.
I'll even help you get out all the Easter stuff. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, I'm a big Easter egg decorator, so I like that.
Get in the spirit of things, Jolene.
I'm in the spirit.
I'll see you this evening.
Okay. You guys stay close. We're going to take a break for just a couple of minutes. I need to get Earl T. He's not responding to my text messages, and I am not going and picking up his unmentionables. You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5. Stay right where you are.
I just got an alert from my security camera. David, please tell me you're the one going in my house.
No need for a meltdown.
Oh, I'm not melting down, and I appreciate you doing me such a big favor going to pick up my machine. I'm stuck at work.
There's nothing like personal service from A&A.
Well, I really do appreciate the favor. I can see Tony is with you. I can also see you're in my pantry.
Oh, you're out of granola bars.
The one thing I'd like to let folks know is that when you take your vacuum cleaner to A&A, you will receive top-notch service, especially if you bring in your machine just for maintenance and a good cleaning. It's going to look brand spanking new when it comes home. Drop by A&A anytime. No appointment necessary.
We're always here.
Groovy.
Catch David Lord
and Tony Lord
every Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, and you're out of jalapeno Cheetos.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm glad somebody finally moved into that vacant house down the street, but something funny's going on in that house. And you don't need to be going over there with a welcome basket until we find out what it is.
I'm just being neighborly.
No, we're keeping our distance.
You're suspicious of everybody. You watch too many cop shows.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Some scary looking people just moved in down the street, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. My husband wants to go by for a little meet and greet, but I don't want to meet the neighbors. There's always lots of splashing, but they don't have a pool. They got a big Rottweiler who looks at me and drools. The cops are always over there, yet no one has a clue. Oh, 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 oh. I think they got a meth lab over there, too.
Meth lab?
Yeah. Got a conversion van with painted dragons on the side, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. The ice cream man won't come here because the children run and hide. I don't want to meet the neighbors. I was going to have a party, lots of girls and pampered chef. But all my friends said, uh-uh, because they're all scared to death. Are they raising demon camels or are they cooking meth? Oh, 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 oh. Listen to that. Those are not ordinary animals over there.
Sounds just like your mother.
Did you just say that? Really? Oh. See? The meth lab just exploded. Didn't you hear it? Roger!
Did you call the cops?
I didn't have to. You haven't noticed they've been staked out at the end of the street all week long?
You can kiss that housewarming invite goodbye.
Yeah, they'll be holding that party down at Metro.
Good news! It's time for our annual vacation!
Yay!
Where would you like to go?
I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't afford to go to the Grand Canyon.
Aww.
But we can afford to go to Larry's Canyon.
Yay, Larry's Canyon!
Hi, I'm Larry of Larry's Canyon. 15 years ago, I dug the very first Larry's Canyon, and now the franchise has grown to canyons in 7 states. Now we're looking to expand again. If you think you'd like to own your very own Larry's Canyon Canyon, all you need is a desire to succeed, a shovel, and $30,000. We'll send you everything you need to get started, including blueprints of your canyon, pre-printed tickets, and of course, the legendary Larry's Canyon name. Turn your backyard into a tourist attraction. Join the Larry's Canyon family today. Then you too will be earning big bucks from people who don't know quality attractions from a hole in the ground.
A Roxbury flashback.
Hello?
How are you doing? It's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Listen, how long is it going to be before you get done?
I don't know. What you need?
Well, it's going to take me about another 15 minutes to finish rolling my hair.
You know, you're the only person I know who still rolls their hair, wet hair, on those big Coke can curlers.
Then I got to sit under the dryer for about 45 minutes.
The one I got you?
I'm still using that old one I had when you were a baby.
You're not using that awesome hair dryer I bought you last year?
No, I'm still using my bicentennial dryer.
It's a relic.
Yeah, that's the one your Aunt Rita gave me for my birthday back in 76.
I remember. The one that came with a free pack of Winston 100s?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh.
So that'll all take about an hour, and I've got to get to the store. I figure you ought to be out and about by then, and, well, you could go for me.
Yeah. What do you need?
Well, I just need you to pick up a few things.
Oh, great.
Okay, you got something to write with?
Yeah.
I need some lemon juice.
I got you some lemon juice.
No, I don't want that kind. I mean the real lemon.
What?
Lemon juice in the bottle, Jolene.
It is lemon juice.
You brought me one of those little plastic lemons.
So?
You never know where that stuff is coming from, Jolene.
Honestly.
And you know how your dad feels about imports of any kind.
Very well, yes.
All right, now are you writing this down, Jolene?
I am.
Okay, now I need some toothpicks. Oh, you're not writing this down.
Yes, I am.
You're lying to me. I can tell, you know.
No, I'm not.
Ever since you tried to make me believe your teddy bear was the one who wet the bed.
Mama, we're on the air.
Okay.
Okay? Please.
Okay, just
please.
Regular toothpicks.
I got it.
Not the kind with the little pom-poms on the end of them, okay?
Okay.
I'm cooking some of those bacon-wrapped chicken livers with the water chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put those fancy pants toothpicks in the oven, Jolene.
I know.
Remember when you put some of them in the broiler a few years ago, Jolene?
Yeah, it was an accident.
We were all pulling plastic out of our teeth for days after that.
I know. I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
Okay, I need a can of that spray-on cheese.
Not in my house.
Well, you don't have to eat any of it, but your Uncle Bertrand loves it.
Spray cheese.
It's the closest thing to real cheese he can eat.
Okay, I'll do it for Uncle Bertrand.
Well, and he's only got his upper plate this year. So it's going to be hard for him to eat.
What happened to his teeth?
The poor dear. They made him take it out at the airport security checkpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never gave it back.
Ew.
Okay, I need some extra strength Bounty paper towels.
Okay.
Don't get those cheap paper towels again, Jolene.
Okay, I won't.
You've gotten really bad about that.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, just a couple more things.
Please.
I need some of those little baby chiclets in the little bag.
Chicken? Chick?
No, the gum.
Oh.
Chiclets.
I didn't know you could...
You know, they're kind of like little micro chiclets in the bag, and they're all different colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. Get me some of them.
Gum. Why can't any of the other kids do anything?
Well, they're all busy, Jolene. They have...
Here we go.
They have real jobs.
Look, I love you, and I'll take care of everything, okay?
Okay. Love you, baby.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook and Twitter, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes.
They receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Hey, now. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and we do want you to find us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Remember to meet us back here next week because we will be back next week. Also, look for our podcast at fmtalk1065.com. Meet us right back here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.